Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Dan, the man, is now in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And joining us on the line now is producer David Cole. David, thank you very much for spending time with us today. And I think a lot of people know about that amazing documentary that you did years ago on Auschwitz.
On your show, Michael, and I really appreciate it.
So can you, for the benefit of our listeners who may not be as familiar with it, tell us about the documentary that you did and its import and basically the after effects, how it affected your life.
Sure. Well, to give your listeners a bit of a background, I'm what's known as a Holocaust revisionist. I'm Jewish and one of the few Jewish people in that particular field. Specifically what I did from 1989 through 1998 was to try to clean up World War II history in regards to what happened with the Jews under Nazi occupation. And there were a lot of things, especially a lot of Soviet created bits of propaganda that had made their way into the history books and made their way into school textbooks, school curriculum, etc. In 91, I made one of many trips to Europe to study and work at the Auschwitz Camp Museum and other sites. And one of the things that was very obvious to any objective researcher was that the room that was being showed off as a supposed gas chamber for killing Jews at Auschwitz was in fact completely reconstructed and redone after the war to look like a gas chamber. It was in fact a simple air raid shelter. And I did a documentary in 92 that in which the camp director of the Auschwitz State Museum admitted on tape that it was indeed simply an air raid shelter that had been remodeled after the war to look like a gas chamber. At some point in 95, thereabouts, the camp stopped representing it as an actual original gas chamber and started referring to it as a reconstruction, as a kind of artist's rendering of a gas chamber. So that was one of the things that I did back in the early 90s that a lot of people know me for now.
Well, I understand something else that was in the documentary is you showed some of the amenities that were there in the slave labor camp, because obviously if you've got a captive population you're using for slave labor, you do need to take some care of them. And I know a lot of people were very shocked to see that the prisoners in the camp had swimming pools, they had a cinema, they had a theater, they even had a bordello at one time. And certainly they were far more comfortable there than their counterparts in Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo. And I remember many years ago, back in the 1980s, I was working on a film project in Munich, and I made a point to visit the camp that has been preserved north of Munich, and I remember walking around there, and the docents just saying, this was a slave labor camp, and just hitting that point. The people who were in there because they were declared enemies of Nazism, but they were being used as prison labor, not unlike America's private prison system is doing today. And we know that truth is the first casualty of war. And I when I grew up, I believed the official story about what the Nazis did, and because the movies showed it and the schools taught it. And what first got me thinking about what was going on, what first made me suspicious was the sheer force, the viciousness and vindictiveness directed at anybody who dared ask any questions about some of the many inconsistencies in this, in the official story. And by the way, as a side note, Ernst Zundel sends his regards. He knows you're on the show today. He might be listening right now. And it was that way because the people who were supporting the Orthodox story, they were acting like they had something to hide, that they were protecting a huge secret. Now, in this day and age, with the revelation of the lie about Saddam's nuclear weapons, last August's lie about Assad and his gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on and on, the American people, and indeed the people of the world, are a lot more prepared to accept that much of what they've been told in their state-controlled schools, by the corporate media, by Hollywood movies and TV shows, and by the governments, may not be entirely accurate. What's that old saying about history is written by the victors? And it certainly seems to be true. And I'm not saying that bad things didn't happen in Nazi Germany during the war, because they did. Those were slave labor camps, and in and of themselves, those are an affront to decency and democracy. But were the stories magnified and amplified for political gain? Yeah, at this point, you know, it's very reasonable to say that, yeah, governments exaggerate things to make a political point.
Yeah, you're quite right, Michael. And one of the things that, that your listeners need to keep in mind is that because during World War II, which was itself a slaughterhouse, World War II was an abattoir, the millions of innocent people of all nationalities who died, the war itself was an atrocity. And by the way, that's a point that Ernst Zundel has made himself many, many times. And if Ernst is listening, I've known Ernst since 1991, and he's someone whose rights I've tried to fight for every time I can, because he's been horrifically abused by governments today. But back to World War II, the entire war was an affront to decency. And because all of the sides in World War II used slave labor, frequently civilian internment slave labor, the Allies, the Soviets and the Western Allies, had to come up with something worse to pin on the Germans after the war. If it was simply a matter of saying all sides used slave labor, all sides were disrespectful to the rights of individuals, well, yes, guilty as charged on all sides. But you had this specific charge of a Final Solution gas chamber extermination program, and Auschwitz being the worst example of this, Auschwitz being a mechanized assembly line center of death, gas chambers, crematorium, anywhere from 4 million to 2 million to 1 million killed, depending on who you talk to and what year you're looking at the figures. That was simply never supportable by the facts. And it's not just a matter of going there and disproving the physical evidence, which is one of the things I did, but it's a lot more than that. The Western Allies had cracked the German code. They were able to intercept coded transmissions, and it was very clear from every bit of knowledge we have about Auschwitz that Auschwitz was a labor camp. And as you said so correctly, it's not to defend a labor camp for civilians. It's a bad thing no matter who does it. And it's a bad thing no matter who the intended victims are to be interned there. It's just bad regardless. But it was never an extermination camp. It simply wasn't. And there's no evidence to prove that it was. And there's tons of evidence to the contrary.
Well, I know some of the most, you'll pardon the expression, cherished parts of the myth have been destroyed as science has advanced and new tests are available. Time makes ancient truth uncouth. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'll mention a couple of examples about that. We'll be back with David Cole after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with David Cole, who produced a documentary on Auschwitz, calling into question many of the claims made by the U.S. government and Israel's government regarding what was really going on in World War II Germany. And I understand what you're saying about how the U.S. government had to sell this idea that we were good and they were bad in order to assuage Americans' concerns over the 60 million people who died in that war. But I think there's another aspect we need to look at that, and that is at the end of World War II, the founders of Israel faced a major political problem because the world had just united together on this idea that Germany couldn't just march into somebody else's country and take it for their own, and yet that was exactly what the founders of Zion were proposing to do to Palestine. And so the founders of Israel needed a propaganda device that was so powerful that the same world that had sacrificed all that blood and treasure to stop Germany from just walking into Europe would turn around and say, yeah, I guess it's okay. We're going to have to let Israel move into Palestine. And it's at that point that the story of the difficulties in the slave labor camps began to be embellished. The attention was focused entirely on the Jewish inmates, even though they accounted for just 10% of the total slave labor camp population. And delousing became gassing. Slave labor camp became a death camp, and they just kept blowing it up and blowing it up. Some of the claims they made, you know, that the Nazis were making shrunken heads out of the Jewish prisoners, that's been disproved. The heads aren't even real human heads that they had in the museum. They're the ones that are stitched up out of pigskin for the tourist trade. The claim that bars of soap were being made from the fat from Jewish prisoners. DNA testing has now confirmed that, first of all, there's very little fat in the soap. It's a wartime soap. And second, the fat actually came from pigs. There was the story about lampshades made from human skin. Modern scientific testing has shown it's just ordinary goat skin, which was a very common, prevalent crafting material in that age in Germany. And it just goes on and on and on. There's been ground-penetrating radar surveys of Treblinka showing there are no mass graves. The strata under the soil is untouched since the last ice age came through there. And it does go on. And like I said, back in the 1950s and 1960s, if you question the Holocaust, you'd be demonized, you'd be pounded on. But we're an American people that knows for a fact our government lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They tried again last summer lying to us about Assad gassing his own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. A very clumsy lie that didn't last for very long. And prudence demands we look at everything we have ever been taught by this government, the corporate media, and the state-controlled schools, whether it's the JFK assassination, what happened at Kent State, what happened at Waco, what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, what happened on 9/11, and on and on and on. All of it is just wide open for reexamination. There should never be something that is a forbidden subject to question. There's nothing that's above questioning. All is should be questioned at all times. Okay, David, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Ah, yes, I can.
Yeah, people who are deemed to be Holocaust revisionists are subject to punishment, criminal charges, in dozens of nations in Europe, Canada, Australia. It is absolutely abominable the treatment that Holocaust revisionists are subjected to simply for questioning one aspect of the greatest horrific war that ever was visited upon mankind during the 20th century. But one of the things that I want your listeners to really appreciate is the circumstances that brought about the propaganda, the untruths, very much what you would call a perfect storm, in that many, many forces wanted it to happen. If it was just one particular war power, one particular nation, one particular group of people, that would be one thing. But the reason that these untruths became so widely accepted and enforced is because, as I said, it was a perfect storm. The Soviets needed it. The Jewish people as a group needed it. The Western allies, the British and the Americans, needed it. Germans who had to prove themselves to be good Germans during the denazification period from 45 through 48, they needed it. And you had this situation where it was probably the most fertile ground for untruths and war propaganda. There's propaganda in every war, employed by every side. That just comes with the territory of war. But there was a very specific combination of forces after World War II where all of these myths and untruths about the gas chambers, the extermination program, everybody in power, all of the victors, and even the people on the defeated side who wanted to gain favor with the victors, everyone needed to say, yes, this happened, and oh my gosh, it's the worst thing ever, and anyone who says otherwise should be put in prison. It was probably out of all of the wars and all of the situations where there has been war propaganda, this is probably the greatest example, great as in large and terrible example of war propaganda becoming accepted as the norm because so many factions needed it to be so.
Well, it certainly became part of our cultural identity, but that does not take away from the fact that much of it appears to have been created out of thin air. And I'm especially alarmed at all these countries who do have laws that punish the mere asking of a question. And it's like, again, getting back to the sheer force of effort put forward in maintaining that lie. I mean, if somebody comes in and they says they saw a Bigfoot, nobody arrests them. Somebody comes in and says, I saw an alien spaceship and they took me up into orbit for weird sexual experiments. Nobody wrecks their careers. Only in this one aspect of history is so much legal force brought to bear to enforce adherence to dogma. And, you know, truth doesn't need law to support it. Truth can survive reexamination. It can survive the asking of questions. Nobody got upset when Bob Ballard went down and found the Titanic and discovered that, yes, it had snapped in two, contrary to some of the accepted versions of that history. Nobody got upset. It was a clarification of something that we knew went on. And so we're looking back at what happened in World War II, and it's dishonest to say that people are being Holocaust deniers. Nobody's denying something bad didn't happen. We're asking questions. We want clarification. We want an accurate, honest, factual history. We've all seen these photos of these hideously emaciated bodies. We were told they were the victims of forced starvation. Now we're finding out they were typhus victims. Most of the people who did die in those slave labor camps died of typhus. And by the way, the typhus was killing the Germans right alongside the prisoners. They just couldn't deal with it because toward the end of the war, Germany's infrastructure broke down. They couldn't ship medicines around. They didn't have the medicines. And that big crematorium that is at Auschwitz was actually built by the Russians after the war to deal with the contagion because cremating the bodies is the only way to keep the contagion under control. And we're just saying we want the truth. We want to know what's going on. And there are so many people and so much force and so many laws saying, no, you believe what we tell you. Don't you dare ask a question. That's right out of the Dark Ages. David, we got to take another break for commercials. Do you want to stay in for a few minutes of the next segment?
You bet. I'll be here.
All right. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha. Whoop, I got a bad fader on my mixer here. Aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking with David Cole, the producer of a documentary on Auschwitz that calls into question several of the accepted claims made about the history of World War II. And before I let you wander off on that, David, we got an email from somebody that wanted to know your opinion of historian David Irving and his going to jail for his research.
Well, David Irving is a wonderful historian. David Irving is very different than me in that I have a very specific focus about the Holocaust, whereas David Irving is a much larger scope historian about World War II in general. He's a military historian. He's a historian of the entire period. And he has been many times put in jail or kicked out of countries or been otherwise penalized for his views about Auschwitz. David Irving is a very meticulous historian. I may not agree with him on every specific point and vice versa. I've known the man for 20-some-odd years. And as I said, he's a meticulous historian. One of the finest out there. But this is what the Holocaust lobby does. if you dare to say that something about the gas chamber final solution story is not correct, instead of debating you with facts, they'll throw the book at you. In so many countries, fortunately not the United States, but what the United States has had is a bit more vigilante-style justice. I use justice, of course, sarcastically. Groups like the Jewish Defense League came after me. I had a $25,000 bounty put on my head in the 1990s, which mm-hmm. is one of the reasons I left the field, because I was in my 20s and I was not ready to die quite yet. The Jewish Defense League burned down the library and the headquarters of the Institute for Historical Review, a revisionist publishing house in Orange County, California. So here we have that kind of pitchforks and torches kind of mob justice, again, used sarcastically. But in Europe, in Canada, in Australia, you really can be put in prison simply for being a revisionist. And I have a book coming out called Republican Party Animal that is available in countries that I actually believe the book will be illegal in, and it will be very interesting if people can actually order it in Germany or Canada or Austria or countries like that.
Well, we know that Ernst Sundel, of course, went through his legal issues. And by the way, there's always a constant effort in this country to try and find some way that they can pass laws criminalizing, questioning any history, but especially that of the Holocaust. The guise they're currently using now is, oh, it represents hate speech. You know, and we can't do that. Now we're hearing word that the government wants to put bots out on the net to find and automatically censor what they class as hate speech, which basically is a very loosey-goosey definition where basically they're talking about automatic deletion of any post determined to challenge the existing orthodoxy.
You're quite right, Michael. And in fact, if people go to my website, biginfidel.com, they will see that I have, I'm the only one with audio tapes of a conference that was held by the ADL, the NAACP, and chaired by Democratic Congressman John Conyers, mm-hmm. a conference in which laws to criminalize so-called hate speech, including Holocaust revisionism and also anything that offends any minority group. These laws were, there was actually a contest to draft a law to criminalize hate speech, and the winner of that contest got a cash prize. It was a law student who I interviewed after the fact who told me that he thinks it was the most horrific idea to criminalize any kind of speech, but he did it for the money. The ADL, the NAACP, these groups held a conference and offered money for law students to try to draft a law specifically to bring those kind of European anti-speech laws here. It hasn't happened yet, but of course, with every president, the Supreme Court changes and shifts. New justices are brought in, and I'm one of the few people who's ever been talking about that that hate speech law that was drafted at that conference.
Well, of course, we have that pesky First Amendment that you know gets in the way of such laws, but they're trying to find ways around it. We're in a very Twilight Zone situation where the Supreme Court, who may have been compromised by NSA spying, by the way, the Supreme Court is saying that money represents free speech, that promises made by political candidates during campaigns are protected free speech. At the same time, they're telling ordinary Americans, if you want to express your opinion, you have to go over into this cage, which is too far away where we don't have to listen to you. And it is a perversion of the founding principles of this nation. But there are some very powerful forces, governments, influence, money, that are absolutely set on a model of government where you will believe what you are told to believe by the government. And, of course, that's not what the United States is supposed to be about.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ernst Sundel's case is probably the most horrific, although Germar Rudolph, a German chemist, his case is exceptionally bad as well. These are both men, Sundel and Rudolph, these are both men who were thrown literally into dungeons for simply questioning aspects of the Holocaust gas chamber story. Zundel and Rudolf were both kicked out of the United States for things that are legal, currently legal to say here in the United States. Zundel and Rudolf were both in the United States legally, but this government kicked them out. Zundel was bounced to Canada, where he was put in an isolation cell, an 8-by-10-foot isolation cell, for 2 years before being shipped off to Germany, where he was imprisoned for another 4 years. And then Rudolf was shipped directly to Germany, where he was imprisoned. These men have suffered greatly simply for asking historical questions. No one should ever be imprisoned for saying, hey, I have a question about this historical theory. It's a simple question, and it's a simple point to say that we all have the right to ask that kind of question.
I'm absolutely in agreement with you, and as I said, I grew up trusting the official story of World War II and trusting what the movies were showing about the Nazis and the camps and everything. And what first made me suspicious was the treatment of Ernst Zundel and Gemar Rudolf. And all Rudolf did was walk into the place where supposedly these gassings had happened and said, you know, there's no blue on the walls because cyanide produces the cyan color. And it does leave a stain on walls that is impossible to remove, and it was completely absent. That's all he did was a chemistry experiment, and look at how they pounded on him. And as I said, the defenders of the Orthodox story, they act like they have some great secret to hide. And that's when I really began looking around and saying, okay, something's not right here. They're not, you know, behaving as if, you know, these guys who are questioning the Holocaust are all kooks and nuts. Because, frankly, if they're kooks and nuts, let them have their say, bring the facts that refute what they're saying, and let them go their way. Like I was saying earlier, somebody claims to have seen Bigfoot, you don't throw them in prison. And
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we're flat earthers, what then, why put revisionists in prison? If we're saying the moon is made of cheese, well, for heaven's sakes, let us say that and let people ridicule us. The problem is we are bringing up very inconvenient facts about a massively important story of the 20th century, of which much is wrong. And yet it's taught in schools from the earliest grades, and the media plays it up, and so many special interest groups benefit from this story that is false in so many ways. And all we're trying to do is bring history in line with the facts as best as we can know the facts.
Well, again, I find it very alarming, and we're seeing more and more stories here in the United States of America about how Holocaust education is now mandated, you know, for our classes. I mean, you know, this did happen in the middle of the last century, and the people who did all of that are gone, dead and gone. The people who was done to, for the most part, are dead and gone. The kids who are in school today weren't even alive back then. Wouldn't you think that we're better off teaching these kids how to be competitive in a highly technological global marketplace instead of diverting all these resources to making sure that they believe that the Nazis were horrible and did all these terrible things and we should never, ever, ever question anything that we're told by Israel? That's not what the American school system is supposed to be for. You know, I'm a believer in reading, writing, and arithmetic. David, we've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
That have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. Consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the mic when we open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow, maybe at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with David Cole, and we're basically talking about his work on a documentary about Auschwitz, which calls into question many of the claims made about what was going on in World War II. And again, this day and age, we the American people understand we're lied to about everything. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And now that we know that, we have a right and a duty to go back and re-examine everything we were ever told by the United States government, the corporate media, the state-controlled schools, Hollywood, about what history was all about. And David, you're absolutely right. World wars in and of themselves are atrocities, and it pains me no end that we seem to be in big mistake number three right now. and just rushing it all forward. And it's all fought for money and, you know, which banks are in control and which currency is the global trade currency. And they don't seem to care how many millions or, in this case, billions are going to die for it. But we also know that the victors in these wars write the history thereafter and write it to suit their political agendas. And I think we've reached an age where we understand that it isn't the idea that politicians can and will lie from time to time. It's that it's a constant, steady stream of propaganda to keep us in our place, to keep us supporting the political machine, to keep us pouring our money into their pockets. And it is time for it to stop. The lies have to stop. I will not live with a government that lies to me. I absolutely will not. And I think that's probably true for most Americans when they're confronted with that question. Will you live with, will you obey, will you pay the bills of, will you sacrifice the lives of your children for a government that is lying to you about everything? And I know I got a lot of emails saying, look, as you say, it was, you know, middle of last century, it's time to let this go. Don't even talk about it anymore. But no, it is important that all of these lies, especially such huge, ongoing, monstrous lies, be exposed for the public to see, whether it's the claims of the Holocaust, human-caused global warming, whatever. The big lies have to be exposed to hammer home the point that, yes, you have grown up in an age of lies, and you need to start finding the truth for yourself. David, your turn.
Michael. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We have to, for the sake of future generations, we've got to look back at the lies of World War II, the things that were not true. We have to understand how those lies have been used to manipulate people since the war. It's very current. Doesn't matter that it happened in the 1940s. It's still extremely current. If it were not important to the powers that be, there would not be laws throwing people in jail for questioning disinformation. And that's why we've got to look at the example of people like Ernst Sindel and Germar Rudolf, David Irving, and the people who have been put in prison for simply saying there is something wrong with the Auschwitz gas chamber story. And that's not being anti-Jewish or hateful. It's simply looking at history and trying to be as accurate as we could possibly be. And that is a noble goal for any person in any subject. You could be Christian, Jewish, you could be a Turk or Armenian, you could be any manner of person, and the strive for accuracy in history is a noble goal. And anyone who says you will be put in prison for saying this or saying that, then you have to start to question their motive. Why do they want to imprison you for simply writing about history?
Well, we know that champions of the truth are abused by the legal system. Galileo, of course, was tortured for claiming that the Earth revolved around the sun. Giordano Bruno was burned alive at the stake for suggesting that the stars were just like the sun, only further away. We know that this sort of thing goes on all the time when the powers that be are terrified of a truth coming out. Look at the way people who question human-caused global warming are just pilloried in the media. They lose their tenure. Their funding is cut. And we're seeing politics arrogate to itself the right to decide for us what truth is. And I think that's the first right we need to take back for ourselves is I'll decide for myself. Don't tell me what to think and what to believe. I will figure it out for myself because I'm really kind of good at it, and so is everybody listening to this show. And I think that, you know, if the Holocaust is a current event today, it's because the promoters of that mythology have kept it current. I mean, we are talking 1940s, and yet, and when I was a little tiny kid, it was only 10, 15 years after the fact. You know, and you could sort of understand, yeah, there's movies about World War II and the bad Nazis and everything. But we're now in 2014, and Hollywood still can't quit living in the 1940s. They've got, you know, Monuments Men just coming out. It's like, hasn't anything happened since the end of World War II that is really worthy of note? Do we not have new present-day villains? to deal with. But it's not history. It's a marketing campaign. They're still trying to sell this lie because so many political agendas are founded on it. And if the vast majority of the American people began to realize that the Orthodox relating of the Holocaust isn't 100% accurate, then those political agendas start to lose the support they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very true. There's an entire house of cards that will collapse when people realize the untruths that they have been fed, not just by one power or one government, but as I said earlier on in this show, a perfect storm of governments and special interest groups.
Well,
all
it's,
of which,
yes,
yeah, yeah, all of which have coalesced around these untruths.
Well, it even goes further than that. I mean, such a, you know, an article of faith, if it's exposed as being a flat-out lie, it destroys what's left of the credibility of every one of the players in this thing, whether it's the government of the United States of America, the government of Israel, the government of Great Britain. All of these players in this gigantic hoax would be instantly discredited and delegitimized by the sheer scale of such a lie perpetrated against humanity.
Yes, exactly. That's why there has been this united front in so many countries to put Holocaust revisionists in prison just for what they write or what they say. You write a pamphlet, you get 7 years in jail. You post something on the internet, you get 5 years in jail. That's an atrocity. And it's an affront to not just the right of free speech, but the right of free inquiry, and the right that all human beings should have to pursue these questions as they see fit.
Well, you know, it's rather interesting because getting back to Ernst Zundel, when he was on trial before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, in the written decision, it said even if Ernst Zundel was 100% correct, he still had to go to jail because truth is not a defense. If we say it's illegal for you to say this, even if it's true, you will go to jail. And, of course, that's exactly what they did for him. And I wonder how the Canadians feel about that kind of a decision where the court is saying, even if you're right, we will treat you as you are wrong. I don't think that complies with the Canadian Charter of Liberties or Rights, and it's certainly not something that we would tolerate here in the United States.
Of course, definitely. Germán Rudolph went to prison only because he was hired as an expert in defense of a Holocaust revisionist who was put on trial in Germany. In other words, in Germany, not only is truth not a defense, but if you hire someone to try to bolster your case, that person can go to prison.
Okay,
it's surreal.
It is. It's very, very Kafkaesque. We're almost at the end of the show. Do you have a website you'd like people to come visit?
Sure. Big Infidel. It's kind of a little bit of a satire on the Breitbart, like big Hollywood sites, because I used to write stuff that was on the Breitbart sites, and then I was declared an infidel when I was outed as having been a Holocaust revisionist, and then, of course, I still am a Holocaust revisionist. So biginfidel.com. All the info people need to know about me and what I do is right there.
All right, I'm going to link to it from my website. We're pretty much out of time. David, thank you for coming on the show. Love to have you back somewhere down the road. I know a lot of people were listening. A lot of people unhappy. My server got hit with a denial of service attack while you were on the air with me.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. Yeah,
thank you
yeah.
very much. We're going to let you go. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Happy Cinco de Mayo and Aloha America.